Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There's activity in the air, activity down below.
I hear voices I know. They activate the power.
Well, the morning wouldn't be complete unless we chat with one of the legends of TUE. He's been here in 4 different stints, and I was lucky enough to work with him for near enough to 7 years during the late 90s into the early 2000s, mid-2000s. I speak, of course, of John Laws, and delighted to say he's on the line. John Laws, good morning.
Stuart, good morning. How good to hear your voice.
It's lovely to catch up with you, and amazing. 90 years old, TUE today, the oldest commercial radio station in Australia.
For a moment, I thought you were going to tell me I'm
Would I do that to you and spoil 2015?
No, well, it's terrific, isn't it, to think of the radio station having matured to that extent, and what a marvellous station it's been.
Well, you think of your involvement in it, as I say, a legend of radio. You are known as the king of radio. 4 different stints at this radio station, 57 to 59, the mid-60s through to the late-60s, then back in the late-70s through to the mid-80s, and then, of course, your longest stretch where you were number one for most of that period of time, 1988 through to 2007.
Yeah, God, you make me sound old.
Well, no, it's experience, John.
Is that what you call it?
That's experience.
And I'll tell you what, it was a wonderful time I had. Maybe I can do it again.
Why not?
It was terrific fun. It was wonderful, particularly the 1957. Didn't I go there before? No, it was probably 57. Anyway.
Yeah, I think you'd been at 3BO, and then you'd worked at a few other regional stations, and then you got here in 1957. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Because television came into its own about 1956, 57.
Yeah.
And they were looking away at ways to combat television. And, of course, serials on radio didn't help a lot because they could watch them on television and see the pictures. So they had to come up with something new. And a man called Alan Faulkner, who ran TUE at that time, or just started to run it at that time, came up with the idea of Top 40. He'd been to America and seen what they were doing there to combat television and decided we should do it in Sydney, which we duly did, and it worked.
It's amazing to think back then you had friends in the airline industry. You'd have singles rushed to you here in Australia in Sydney before they were close to being released. Amazing now we hear about digital downloads. A song released in the US is immediately released all over the world.
Yes, I know. I wouldn't succeed today.
You don't have to worry about it. You've already succeeded.
Well, I don't know. I've had a good time.
But it is incredible. I mean, you've seen it yourself as much as anybody else. The technological change from those early days when you were involved in radio to where we are today, even the makeup of the studios have changed so much, haven't they?
Oh, dramatically. And I mean, you never see a turntable now.
We no.
have to play records on turntables. When I started in radio, you even had to change the needles in the pickup arms.
Well, remember, many people have probably seen TV footage of your studio over the years, those huge rows and rows, racks and racks of carts. There would have been people at Grand Central Station who weren't controlling as many different things as you were while you were on air.
Probably, but I loved every minute.
It was incredible to think now all of that just sits on a hard drive in a computer.
I know. It's a bit annoying, really, because a bit of the fun's gone out of it now.
When you think about the period, the swapping and changing, the stints you had at TUE, what were some of the reasons that you left and came back each time?
Well, I suppose mostly greed. Or a desire to make more money.
Yes.
That was the first time I left TUE. God, I've been around. It's never exhausted.
You're living life to the full, John.
Yes, well, that was always my intention, to live it absolutely to the maximum, to make the most of every day that we were fortunate enough to be given. And I've done it. I'm getting a little tired of doing it, but I still love life.
You think of those days as long, John, the very early days of talkback radio. What was that like?
Difficult, because we had all sorts of things up with which to put, to be grammatically correct.
Yes.
I mean, we had all sorts of strange beeps and things that we had to play so that people would know they were actually on the radio. There were all sorts of restrictions, and there were delays. You had to have a certain amount of delay, which you still do to a degree, but you can handle it these days. But there were all sorts of strange restrictions, and it wasn't easy, but it was good fun. And the most difficult part was the callers, because back then Australians weren't terribly articulate. They weren't, not like Americans who, you know, would talk under wet cement.
Yes.
But Australians weren't all that articulate. But my God, they learned quickly. Now they'll talk an American into the ground.
Well, you think those early days, back when you were doing the top 40, you're playing a rock and roll disc jockey, you probably could never have imagined some of the calls that would follow that Pike's Nursery call, the Boxing Beauty, some of those calls that have just become absolute bywords with John Laws.
Yeah, well, they have. And they've been wonderful. The callers have been terrific, and I've been very lucky with listeners I've had. They've mostly liked me. A number have hated me, and that's good. But mostly they've liked me, and I've loved them. I've been very fond, and I am still very fond of my listeners. I wouldn't be anywhere without them.
Tell me, you've interviewed virtually every Prime Minister that most of us can remember. Who was the most interesting PM to chat to?
Oh, probably Paul Keating.
Yes.
Because he's still got a terrific sense of humour. He's got a lightning mind, and a very deep mind, and a very thought-provoking mind. But he was always on for a laugh. He was good fun. But they were great. I mean, I can remember when I interviewed Robert Menzies, you had to make sure that everybody in the whole bloody building was wearing a suit and tie.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Good luck letting the people in production know.
Times have changed.
They certainly have. You think about those celebrity interviews, a whole host of people we had through when I was working with you, some of them better than others. Who do you think's the worst celebrity you've interviewed?
Robert Mitchum.
Really?
Yeah, because he was off his face on drugs.
Oh, right.
When I interviewed him, he was smoking wacky weed, and he was away with the Pixies. No, it was a terrible, terrible interview.
Do you remember years ago we had that Michael Richards come in who played Kramer on Seinfeld, and it was such a clever character in the show? You interviewed him, and we both said afterwards to each other, well, he must be a great actor, because in real life he was dreadful.
Oh, terrible. And you get a few like that who are monosyllabic. They can only say yes or no.
The golden microphone, when did that first all come about?
Look, I really can't remember, but I really can't put a date on it, but I got the idea that I should have a golden microphone. I think we wrapped it in gold foil to begin.
Right.
Which upset the engineers a bit.
Yes.
And then the people who make those marvellous microphones that we use all the time now, they used to be, I'm trying to think of the name, they used to be Telefunken or something.
Sennheisers.
About the ones we use now are Sennheisers.
Yep.
And the Sennheiser people made me a gold microphone with my name engraved on it and everything. I have never used that microphone. It sits in my office at home on the desk. It's a beautiful thing. But the other gold microphone that you've seen and used that was one they made for me to use in the studio.
Across the way, the other studio that we have here was the one you broadcast from while you were still here at TUE in our new building. And that panel, the desk on both sides, is still gold plating with your initial. And it's the one I get to use broadcasting every morning now.
You must have wonderful memories.
Well, I do. I still remember when you first rang me. You were overseas at the time. And we had this character of the co-driver going where you'd just spoken about the co-driver. And you rang up and said, oh, look, I want to put you on the air with me. I almost fell off my chair.
Well, it's a good thing I did. Yeah, well, you're just the kind of man that I like. And I knew that very early in the piece. You were direct. You were honest. You had great respect for your family. And I like that very much. I like somebody who has respect for their family, and I just enjoyed your company. I felt you were a better man than I.
Well, I don't know. You think about all the labels you've had, racist, sexist, fascist over the years. I mean, you've had a few things thrown at you, haven't you?
Oh, I have had the world thrown at me. But, you know, some of them I probably deserved. You know, I wasn't innocent on every count.
Yes.
And I'm prepared to admit that.
I've always thought, for somebody who's achieved all that you have, the fame, money, all of those things, I always feel you've had a good sense of perspective of where you are in the overall scheme of things.
Well, I've never thought that. I just live it day by day. I've never really, believe it or not, had a lot of ambition. I just wanted to do whatever I did better than anybody else.
Yes.
That's all.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At BP, we're not just talking strategy, we're making it happen, growing our upstream business with 6 major new projects in 2025. 4 already live, 2 more scheduled this year, expecting to add 135,000 barrels a day to peak production, helping drive long-term shareholder value. For more on our growth plans, visit bp.com/strategy at work.